impulse of appreciation, where every thought that you think about your garden is one of appreciation. Appreciation for all who come and for all who make it what it is. Anything that is out of sync with that vibration will go someplace else. And in that rhythm, you see, there is this broader view. People worry about global warming or overpopulation or endangered species or planetary imbalance. And we want you to understand that all of that is tended to from this broader perspective of well-being. And that while there can be pockets of not well-being, which are literally places that are shaded or shadowed from the well-being that is flowing to them, that the well-being of this planet and the orchestration of its population is tended to from broader perspective. So as you have had your contrasting experience and know what you don't want, which has caused you to know what you do want and put it powerfully in vibrational escrow. And then you get on these rampages of appreciation where you deliberately tune with the vibrational escrow that those pesky varmints have helped you to create. What happens is the resources of the universe and the orchestrators of all things work in concert with who you now are being, which is in vibrational alignment with them. Jerry and Esther have noticed that where they live in Texas, the hills are abundant with deer. And everybody's worried about too many of them. And occasionally someone will ask us about it. And we say, you don't need to tend to, as man tends to those kinds of situations from his guarded or imbalanced, disconnected point of view, he always makes things worse. This is your opportunity for you to show yourself the cooperation of the universe relative to something that matters to you. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is simply, let your vibration of your garden only be appreciation. And while an occasional squirrel will come and nibble, it will not be disproportionate. You will find yourself winking at the squirrel or squirrels and saying, understood, but the proportion, the ratio will change so dramatically that you will know that you've come into alignment.
Okay.
It is a frequent thing for beasts of your universe to teach you who you really are by them being who they really are. And a wonderful thing about them is they refuse to defy their true nature just to please you.
Okay.
They force you to do the only thing that works anyway, which is to deal with things vibrationally. Oh, there's that word again.
Okay. One other question. Is there life as we define it on other planets?
Well, you snuck that little qualifying expression in as we define it, and you're opening us for all kinds of things.
I define
it as man
is
sort of wacky.
Any thinking organism. An organism that has the ability
yes,
to think.
There are many other places other than this, what you call this physical dimension, where consciousness exists and creating abounds. And none of them will ever fly to you in their spaceships and co-create because you are vibrationally different.
Okay.
In the same way that you are interacting with us and we are not here rooted in your physical realm, you do have vibrational access to a great many things beyond what your reasoning mind can understand.
Okay. Now I know everything I need to know.
Yes, you do. Oh, wait, not you.
Third cruise, and I had a shift two nights ago where I was standing where you are, looking out that way.
Want to turn your chair around?
And having to decide who to call up. And I give
and
it back
you...
to you. Yes.
You must have called on you.
Yes. I guess that's how I got here. I want to talk about croaking.